The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Being in a relationship with an immigrant, whether it is being a child of an immigrant parent or being married to someone who was born and raised in a different culture, living this relationship, understanding that person, and figuring out why some things are so complicated when they might not need to be. In today's letter series episode, we're going to talk about relationships and how much chaos it can cause when, even though the race, language, religion, and all other factors may be the same, a very defined culture gap exists in that relationship. So that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Ever since this letter series came out on this podcast, I have heard from several listeners through emails and some heartfelt messages on social media. While some talked about multicultural marriages and relationships, some discussed friendships and family ties. There was one common thread among all of these: the cultural tension within these relationships. There was something about being a first-generation immigrant or an expat which was dictating the way these relationships progressed. In cases where people who have been born and raised in different cultures come together, either in a marriage or from a family where immigrant parents are trying to raise culturally mixed first-generation kids abroad, the struggles are long and hard. For today's episode, I'm going to combine some of these extremely private and heartfelt messages that I have received over the past few months and talk about how we do relationships when culture and chaos are sort of the dominating forces in our lives. Most of these letters asked me for what my take was on being in a relationship with an immigrant and how to handle the differences arising from a constant culture chaos. This got me thinking about if an immigration status could be such a defining moment in a relationship. Of course, the first place my stories come from is my own life and my own experiences. So I had to think about how much of my life is defined and different due to the fact that I am an immigrant. How much of my relationship with my spouse, my siblings, my friends, and my family get controlled by my immigration narrative? Does it compel me to do things slightly differently than what the norm of the country I'm living in is? Does my being born and raised in a different culture interfere with the way I think, the way I behave, and just the way I go about life? The answers to all of these questions pointed in the same direction, and it was clear that no matter how much I gloat at my ability to blend into the West, my culture, my stories, and my narrative is at the core of who I am, and that will always be so. So that's where I am coming from. Children of immigrant parents often talk about the several traumatic experiences they have while growing up. While some of them straight up become stand-up comedians and make a career out of sharing their agony of being raised by Desi parents, some struggles last people a lifetime. It even happens in marriages or relationships where one of the partners comes with an immigration baggage of sorts and the other would be born and raised in the said country. Even though they all share the same cultural roots, the core ideologies almost take a lifetime to start to match. As an immigrant myself and being married to one, I know that some things are just a part of who we are. Whether it is the way we handle our finances or the way we look at our jobs and our work lives. Most of us are workaholics. I don't know if that's because we find less opportunities than the rest or if we just want to justify and continue justifying the fact that we've received an opportunity. I think as an immigrant, we spend a lot of time just trying to prove a lot of things. Most of the times to ourselves and sometimes to the people in our life, and this constant need to continue improving ourselves makes us of a certain attitude. Yes, some of us may lose some softness and grace in this process, and a lot of us just become really bitter through it because the toughness gets through to a majority of us. It's a complex thing to understand because even though it may sound quite straightforward on paper, moving away from a culture that has made every cell of our body and mind into who we are and going into an entirely new culture and building that life from scratch can really take a lot out of you. So, if your immigrant parents don't speak up when your racist neighbor misbehaves with you, it's not because your father doesn't know how to fight for you. It's because he's seen the worst of racist attacks and he knows that ignoring is the safest way out. If your immigrant spouse or your better half doesn't take interest in taking you out for candlelight dinners like your Western friends, or if you see him being a workaholic with an unreasonable obsession with success or money, it is probably because they have spent all their lives in justifying their decision to move abroad, and success is probably the only barometer with which everyone that matters to him will evaluate him. Now, these behaviors may be several forms of extreme, and if you haven't been raised in an overdramatic and an extremely complex Indian culture and society, it is not probably something you'll get either. But here's what I guess we all need to remember if we're in some sort of a relationship with these immigrants. The immigrant tag comes with a baggage, and any baggage is difficult for a relationship to handle. But it is this friction, it is this passion, and this constant attempt to adapt to each other's cultures, or a constant quest for finding out something to respect and fall in love with every day, that will keep these relationships afloat. I guess there's something to be said about never taking a relationship for granted. For those of us coming from the South Asian continent, we're known to be extremely passionate and emotional people with very strong bonds to our culture and our families. So I guess being in a relationship with this immigrant is going to be a lifelong roller coaster. full of ups and downs and a lot of excitement. It just depends on whether or not one can handle all this adrenaline. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week, where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Savan, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.